Among the many specialty summer camps in the United States are drama camps, where youngsters learn a bit about theater and put on a play. The campers who attend Stage Door Manor in Lock Sheldrake, New York, have an intensive introduction to professional theater and put on 13 plays. They are talented teenagers who love to sing, dance, and act, and are willing and able to endure the long hours of training and rehearsal. A redesigned hotel in a Catskill Mountain resort town 2 hours north of New York City seems an unlikely place to find tomorrow's Broadway and Hollywood stars.
I heard about this theater camp where kids would come from all over the world and put on 13 full-scale productions in 3 weeks, and Hollywood casting directors would come to see the productions, and I just couldn't believe that this place existed.
Journalist Mickey Rapkin discovered that it does. It's called Stage Door Manor, and its alumni include well-known actors like Robert Downey Jr., Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Mandy Moore. The camp, which opened in 1975, holds three-week sessions each summer, and about 280 teens sign up for each. Last summer, Rapkin joined them. He spent long hours attending classes and workshops, following the campers during their free time, and watching them rehearse.
What separates the camp is they challenge these kids by casting them in really mature roles and sort of seeing what they can pull off. You know, the idea of teenagers doing a Sondheim festival might sound scary. You know, Stephen Sondheim musicals are very difficult, and the harmonies are complicated, and you can't believe that they're going to do this in 3 weeks, but they do.
In his new book, Theater Geek, Rapkin tells the story of Stage Door Manor and three of the campers he met there.
The first was this kid, Harry Katzman. He grew up mostly in London and went to theater all the time by himself as a kid, and just fell in love with the theater and ended up moving to the United States, to South Carolina. He makes his way to Stage Door Manor and has this completely transformative experience there where he's really pushed and challenged to perform and to work on his skill level and his talent.
Anytime you laugh, anytime you sing for
Harry Katzman was only 14 when he attended Stage Door Manor for the first time. Hungry to learn more, he says, he returned every summer for the next 3 years.
I really felt like it was the right place for me. The best learning you can do is by doing, and by performing a show and memorizing your lines and getting it done and watching all your peers around you doing the same thing and realizing their talent, it made you want to be better. So you were constantly, you know, trying to improve yourself. And I think that it's impressive just to see the amount of people that really do have talent and that do care about this profession as much as, like, I do.
Katzman says the skills he developed at camp laid a solid foundation for his future. He's now studying musical theater at the University of Michigan. 19-year-old Natalie Walker is a theater major at New York University. Walker still remembers how she learned about Stage Door Manor. It was featured in a movie called Camp. She was in eighth grade.
I was like, oh my gosh, I wish there was a real place like this. And then, you know, in the credits of the movie, it's like, this camp is based on Stage Door Manor. So I flew to my computer, entered in Stage Door Manor into Google search, and it came up, and I saw the pictures of all these shows that they were doing, and I was just like, sign me up for the entire time.
Walker says she was amazed at the camp's pace and approach to learning.
You know, you audition your first day of camp, you get measured for costumes, you get thrown in, you know, head first into the deep end, and you really have to work hard. You have 2.5 weeks to put together some super complex shows. There's so much pressure, but, you know, that teaches you a lot, and it was a big part of the training, putting everything together in such a short amount of time.
To be able to perform in 13 full-scale Broadway shows in just 3 weeks, kids need to be well prepared. And they are, says New York theater director Raymond Zilberberg.
We rehearse twice a day for 4 hours, and in between those rehearsals we have classes. So the kids will take dance classes and vocal technique classes, and they'll take various acting classes as well.
Zilberberg teaches an audition technique class.
They all come in with their music prepared, and we go through every single student and work with them on the song that they're using to audition with, you know, what the meaning of the song is, how to better deliver it, how to enter a room, how to compose themselves. So it's about, you know, giving them the best possible opportunity when they walk into an audition space.
Each stage door manner session ends with an award ceremony and a lot of hugs and tears because camp is over. But for many, the end of camp is also the start toward realizing their dream of becoming a star. For Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.